Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast from February the 7th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and this week I have Ian Saunders joining me here on the podcast. And we actually see today, for the most part, indices are slightly at a positive to flat, but that has not meant that we haven't seen a lot of changes on index charts over the past week, as we've seen a lot of U.S. equities and even the sectors rebound from oversold territory. And when you take a look at the chart of the S&P 500, taking a look at that 25-point per box chart, we saw that it returned to a buy signal in the latter part of January, continued higher up to that 45.75 level before reversing down to 44.75 following the action in the latter part of last week. But we did see on Friday that a lot of indices finished in positive territory for the week. And in fact, when we look at some of that index performance, we saw many of them in positive territory. But that has allowed a lot of charts to reverse back into a column of X's with today's action, or even Friday's action. In some cases, we saw those reversals occur. So looking at like the default chart of the S&P 500, it's not quite that long-term view, but a little more shorter-term view. We have seen it reverse up indexes at 45.20, showing a potential that we could see if it rallies from here and potentially give a second consecutive buy signal at 4,600. And that would be the first time we've seen consecutive buy signals since we really closed out the year and moved into a new year before we saw a lot of the indices trade much lower. So a lot of this positive action has, again, impacted charts notably. We've seen a lot of stocks move back to buy signals and offer for potential for opportunity that we could add to some of their strong names. But that return to buy signal has also led to action within our positive action within our indicators as well. First and foremost, we saw a lot of the major market bullish percent, such as the bullish percent for the NYSE, reverse back into a column of X's. It reversed up last week up to 40 and has actually moved up to 42%. So suggesting currently that 42% of stocks on the NYSE universe are trading on point and figure buy signal. So seeing that participation increase, and we also saw notable rallies in much more nuanced or smaller universes, such as like the indices universes for the S&P 500, as well as the NASDAQ 100. We've seen those bullish percents move back into a column of X's as well. And interestingly enough, last week, we actually saw one of the largest rises in the bullish percent for the NDX, as we saw a lot of stocks, especially within the tech sector, rebound out of heavily oversold territory. And Ian's going to touch a lot on that in the latter part of this podcast. But looking at the bullish percent for the NDX, we did see it reverse up from 24%. And at the point that we looked at it on last Monday, or following last Monday's action, we saw 28 stocks return to buy signal following last Monday's action, which was the third largest single day increase for the bullish percent for the NDX, going back all the way to March of 2001. And it's notable to see that many stocks that quickly return to buy signals. And really, we've seen some follow through by many stocks coming out of that oversold territory, especially tech stocks coming out of that oversold territory and returning to buy signals, as the bullish percent for the NDX has now climbed up to 68%, which is probably one of the highest bullish percent readings we will see on the system currently. So notable that we're seeing a lot of stock coming back into positive territory. Well, maybe not positive territory per se, but at least returning to buy signals. That's the big thing. And we're seeing that occur, but it may not necessarily mean to jump all the way back right in just yet. And that's some of what we'll touch on today. But first, well, I'll pass it on over to Ian, because I know he wants to talk a little bit about sectors and some of that sector breakdown and what we saw perform last week, as we saw U.S. equity indexes rally pretty significantly last week as well. But that was on the back of some good sector moves too, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, David. And I mean, like you said, we saw this improvement kind of broad-based from a U.S., a broader index perspective. And we saw that from a sector perspective, too. I mean, just over the past week of market action, looking at those broad State Street Spider Sector Fund ETFs, 8 out of the 11 of those broad Spider Sector funds were in positive territory over the past 7 days. We still saw 3 that post declines over the course of the past week, looking at materials, real estate, and communication services. But some pretty notable outperformers performers in there. I mean, specifically energy and financials were both up almost 5% for the broader energy XLE, and the broader financials fund ticker XLF was up on over 3.5% there. So some pretty notable outperformance from those areas over the course of the past week. And those areas are the top ranked sectors in our Dolly relative strength sector rankings. The third ranked sector, which is technology, did see some improvement over the course of the past week. That broader Spider sector fund representative, XLK, was up almost 1.5%, 1.4%. But that technology space has been, as we know, one of the areas that has been beaten up among the worst out of any of the areas that we've seen in domestic equities. Really, technology and consumer cyclicals have lost the most relative strength buy signals in the Dolly sector rankings over the course of 2022 thus far. But we did see some improvement from each of those areas. And I think it's important in looking at some of those to really take note of what was improving. When looking at the broader technology representative XLK, I mean, we can look at that default chart and see two consecutive sell signals falling from all-time highs, kind of breaching that support level that we got to back in October of last year. So falling from a chart level of 176 down to that position of 148 before rebounding from that oversold condition last week. Looking at the chart of XLY shown, it kind of a similar picture. We saw that chart reach an all-time high of 215 back in November of last year, actually give a bearish triangle pattern at 192, falling to a low of 172 on that chart there for XLY, the consumer discretionary fund. Chart showing a little bit more kind of consistent improvement recently. Really, by and large, we'll talk about more in just a sec. Looking at Amazon, makes up over 20% of that fund. Massive outperformance from Amazon on the back of earnings last week, which again we'll get into here in just a sec. But has led to some improvement on that broader chart. But I mean, I really think that improvement, like David said, we're starting to see some of these names return to buy signals. We're starting to see some of these washdown areas pushing back from oversold conditions back towards the middle of their trading band. But I think it's important to take note of what is improving. Right. I mean, when we're looking at the broader technology sector, a lot of the decline and the deterioration that we saw led to some pretty notable deterioration on those individual stock point and figure charts. We did see the bullish percent for technology, BPEC tech on the site, reverse back up into a column of X's, but the positive trend start still remains in a column of O's at a chart level 20%. So just 20% of tech stocks are trading in an overall positive trend, which is not a great sign, kind of looking forward. And in looking at some of the individual holdings of these, I mean, looking at the roughly kind of 400 tech stocks that we're tracking kind of from a coverage perspective on the site, out of those 400 plus tech stocks, only 34 have a technical attribute of 4 or 5. And are on a current point and figure buy signal. So a lot of those names that we saw return to buy signals, move back kind of from that oversold condition, were names that were beat up pretty bad and saw some pretty notable technical deterioration. So a lot of that movement, definitely want to see some more confirmation, as David said, before jumping in to adding exposure to some of these names. Simply because they were oversold and might be returning to buy signals doesn't necessarily mean that their technical picture is improved enough to dictate adding exposure to at current levels. And a lot of the movement that we're going to be looking toward is going to be coming at earnings related. We've seen a lot of volatility throughout the broader market over the course of the past week or two, and a lot of that's been on the back of some of these earnings. A couple weeks ago, we saw Apple and Microsoft both tick a bit higher after their subsequent earnings releases, maintained kind of generally favorable technical pictures. Some of the other FANG names did report last week, looking at some of the beat earnings, some of the missed earnings. And those that missed earnings have been beat up pretty bad, while those that have beat earnings have actually shown some notable technical improvement. Looking at one that has shown the most notable improvement is going to be Amazon, looking at ticker AMZN on the platform. That chart did move into an overall negative trend in January, on January 10th, on that default chart. However, it maintained its RS relationships to still be a 3-for-5er from an attribute perspective. Movement last week led to, after the gave earnings of movement on Friday, there led to an improvement of over 13% for Amazon, bringing it up out of kind of nearing oversold conditions, right up back to the middle of its trading band at a current chart level of 3,200 as of trading close on Friday. So that massive improvement led it right up against that longer term bearish support line, which is going to be a chart position of 3264. So we see a little bit more improvement kind of sustained from Amazon there. We do see that chart move back into an overall positive trend, which would come around that 3264, 3328 level. Would tick it up another attribute to a four for fiber. So definitely some interesting areas to keep an eye out there for as we wait to see if this improvement, massive improvement on the back of earnings, I believe it was the single largest market cap increase there for a security off of the single largest market cap decrease that we saw from Facebook, I believe the day before there, David.
Right. And well, that's the thing is not all stocks were treated equally during earnings season by no means. And Facebook was probably the most noteworthy or if anything, just newsworthy piece stock that we saw break down last week. Following it reporting earnings on Wednesday after market close, we came in on Thursday and basically, Facebook opened up 26% lower. So we saw it fall roughly about 26%. In that process, we saw it go from a 3 technical attribute rating stock all the way down to a zero in a matter of one single day. It took out its positive trend line that it had just put back in place by breaking that triple bottom there at 288 and then continued significantly lower down to, even with today's action, it printed a no at 228. So it continues to trade lower at the moment, has basically taken out all near-term support that when we look at the chart, just the default chart that we see on the site, it's taken all near-term support from 2021. You're now looking at support at 228 that dates back to 2020. And then from there, looking further back, you have a little bit of support at 208. But really, this is an extreme breakdown. It definitely is an extreme that we see as far as breakdowns go. It's not often that you see stocks fall 26% after earnings. So not something that we would call in the realm of normalcy. But by seeing the significant breakdown, and especially seeing on a relative basis, Facebook has fallen to give an RSL signal, market RSL signal, for the first time in more than 10 years. So when you see those things and you see that type of breakdown, obviously it's significant to the extent of, at this point, you really feel like you have to approach Facebook as a holding that you're just looking to step away from because it's significantly broken down at this time. But at the same time, it is in highly oversold territory. So statistics would lend to thing that you, like many of the tech stocks we saw last week, rebound out of oversold territory. So something to keep an eye on with Facebook is if you're able to see that rebound out of oversold territory, maybe go ahead and capitalize. Realize you know, if near term it's a loss, you realize the potential loss. But if it's a long term holding and you get a bit of a rebound, go ahead and lock in some of those profits, as we've seen Facebook break down in a very significant manner. The other stock that, again, was not immune to any downside action following an earnings report. This one is not technology related, but is one that we had talked about quite a bit. I know personally, I had talked about quite a bit. Was Ford Motor Company, symbol F. It was, prior to earnings, a four for fiver, was sitting in great position, showed the potential of giving a second consecutive buy signal. We actually talked about this earlier, that in a call last week, I was very excited about Ford right prior to earnings. And then after earnings reported, probably not so much, because we saw that reverse down into O's. It failed to break the triple bottom there at $18.50 and actually ended up falling down to $18, returning it to a sell signal for the first time since really October of 2021, when it was on. It's been on a buy signal since that time. With the move, we actually saw Ford go from a four for fiver down to a two for fiver because it reversed down into a column of bows against the S&P as well as its peer group within the DWA Autos Index. So again, last week was maybe a story of rebounds unless you were reporting earnings. That's in a nutshell in many cases, as we saw quite a few breakdowns with the exception of Amazon being the one upside break that was fairly significant. But we will continue to monitor as this week goes along and bring you more action next week within our podcast as we see markets play out. We continue to monitor Dolly to see if domestic equities is able to maintain that number one position, as commodities are separated by only one buy signal. So there still continue to be a lot of things that we need to monitor. Even after what was a rough January, we've gotten a positive start to February, but we need to continue to monitor many of these trends that have been near term to see if they maintain, turn into more intermediate or long-term trends, such as the value play that we've seen improvement out of that space, as well as we noted earlier, that domestic equities and commodities relationship continue to be something that we are closely monitoring. But again, we will be back next week to bring you up to date on anything occurring in the market. And as always, we appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. And feel free, if you have any questions about the podcast or any bit media or just a stock you want to talk about, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.